understand that when I say certain things that I'm about to say, it may make me sound very cold and perhaps sometimes out of touch, but I'm going to explain why I do this and why it got to this point. Sometimes you just have to let people be idiots for your own peace of mind. If you struggle with people always being negative around you, if you struggle with people always complaining, always venting, always unloading to you or around you, and you feel like people are just always being negative, this episode is for you. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host Sensi, and on this podcast we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Y'all, I feel like I haven't recorded in a long time. And that's mainly because I'm off schedule, because I typically record earlier in the week, but now I'm recording last minute because I was feeling uninspired and lazy. But you know, we're not going to invite negativity into the conversation. I want to just say a few things before we get into today's topic. I know I usually get right into it, but I have a few things that I would like to say. Number one, don't shoot me, but I've been thinking about taking a little breaky break from podcasting. Now, let me clarify. When I say a break, let me tell you what I mean. So I will be going back to St. Lucia for like a month or so. If you don't know, that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. And I will essentially be on vacation for a month. And I have no intentions of taking my podcast recording equipment, like my mic and all of that stuff, with me. So what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to record in advance so I can schedule it, so that way, you know, I don't leave y'all hanging while I'm on the beach. But I don't know, I haven't recorded that many episodes far in advance, and I usually record when things come to me like throughout the week. And I don't know, I don't have that many episode ideas to cover July yet. So I'm asking you, if there's anything you want me to talk about, please DM me on Instagram or TikTok or something. Instagram is better. Please send me a DM or something. There's also a link in the description for episode suggestions. Keep in mind that I mainly talk about things I have experience on in a way that I believe will hopefully resonate with you. I don't take the stance of being anybody's therapist or giving y'all advice and stuff like that. Like, I do my best to give my experience and tell you what I've learned, but I cannot speak on anything I don't really have experience with. I don't like to do that. So as long as it's something that I can relate to and I have insights on and I have something that I think can help you, I will make an episode on it. But I'm not officially taking a break. It's just I was thinking that maybe there might be like 1 or 2 weeks without a new episode, but still clips, like recaps from old episodes. But I was thinking there might be 1 or 2 weeks without episodes, maybe. That's only if I don't get enough ideas. And I will not put out BS. Like, if I'm recording something, there have been times where I've been recording an episode and the words were not coming out the way I wanted it to come out, or I felt like it was just like it wasn't good, so I didn't publish it, right? I'm not going to release a bunch of nonsense just to say I have a new episode out. It has to be stuff that I am proud of and stuff I believe can help people. So I'm not going to just like throw things out there just to say I didn't miss a week. So I'm doing my best to, you know, batch record and have like the whole month of July scheduled because I'm leaving in a few weeks. So yeah, that's the update. I will be on vacation. My TikTok and everything else will still be like active. I'll still be posting, but like in terms of recording new episodes, I will not be doing that. So I'm trying to schedule it out in advance. So now, without further ado, let us get into the topic of today. And speaking of suggestions, this was a suggestion from one of my lovely followers on Instagram. I don't know if he would want me to say his name, so I won't say his name. But in today's episode, I'm mainly going to be talking about the subject of boundaries. Now, I have mentioned many times on multiple prior episodes, oh, you need to have boundaries. And I've been like very vague about the topic. I just say, oh, you need to establish boundaries. You need to set boundaries. So today I'm going to be talking about my experience starting to set boundaries and whatnot, right? This is, again, I'm not a therapist. This is not necessarily advice. This is just my experience. It is not perfect. I can honestly say that I don't think I am the perfect person, or I don't think I really have it down yet in terms of setting boundaries. I still think there are other areas of my life that I need to work on putting my foot down. But there are some areas where I feel like I've gotten a good enough grip to talk about it. And it's mainly because I had like a lot of issues in these specific areas. Like they were the priority. So that's what I focused on first, right? So I'm mainly going to be talking about boundaries in terms of protecting your energy from people who intentionally or unintentionally drain you. And then also things I did to protect my energy, like when I had roommates and stuff. And the last time I had a roommate was in college. So, and I vowed to never have one again. And I'll tell y'all why. So let us just get right into it. Let me just say this. I understand that when I say certain things that I'm about to say, it may make me sound very cold and perhaps sometimes out of touch, but I'm going to explain why I do this and why it got to this point. And I'm a very empathetic person. Like if I see somebody crying, depending on why they're crying, I may cry too, right? But I just like, it hurts me to see people hurt when people I care about are struggling or suffering or going through something. It's like, my whole day used to be, sometimes it is depending on who it is, but it's something that has the potential to throw my whole day off because I care so much. And that is why I had to establish these boundaries. So let's talk about boundaries around protecting your energy from other people and their negativity. I used to be the type of person that everybody would run to vent. If anybody in my life had a problem, I was the one that they turned to when they needed to vent, when they needed to unload. I was the go-to, right? And I allowed it, and I would notice that sometimes my day could be going fine, but because I allowed people to vent to me and unload on me, I'm now absorbing all of their energy, and I'm thinking that my life is in shambles too. Like there was literally a point in time where I was literally laying in bed, like just feeling sad and like down. And when I actually took a step back and I thought about it, I was like, there's nothing wrong with my life. So why do I feel sad? And I realized that in that particular week, every single one of my friends in college and abroad had vented to me about something in their life that was going wrong. And as a result, it literally infected my energy. And some people are very good at not absorbing the energy around them, but I've gotten better at it, but I'm still empathetic, so I still have to protect my energy. So if you struggle with people always being negative around you, if you struggle with people always complaining, always venting, always unloading to you or around you, and you feel like people are just always being negative, this episode is for you. I've been there. Let me tell you what I did. So first, let's start with the people who just vent and unload on you, right? Here is what I started doing. Number one, I implemented a boundary. And boundaries, I'm learning a new perspective on boundaries, where the boundary is pretty much like parameters you set for your life and the type of life you want, instead of actually trying to control people and saying, well, that's my boundary, so you can't do that. No, it's more like, no, that's my boundary, so I don't allow myself to be around such and such, right? But I digress. So I told myself that, you know what, I do not want to be around people who are constantly negative, and I do not want to allow people to just unload on me unprovoked out of the blue anymore. So here is what I did. I told all of the people who constantly did that, I told them, hey, I've realized, and I literally sent a paragraph. I'm not much of like a paragraph texter, but I literally sent a paragraph and it was very nice. And I just stated my case. I just said, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about my life lately or something like that, and I realized that I'm very empathetic and I tend to absorb the energy of people around me. So I'm asking that if you would like to vent or unload or anything like that, that is fine. Can you please just give me a heads up and ask me if I'm in the right headspace to entertain the conversation right now? Because it's going to be a lose-lose at this point if you do it, because I already decided that I'm not going to open the conversation until I'm ready. And then if you really need me, it's like you probably won't hear from me until I'm ready. So you'll feel like you're alone. So I had to tell people, you know what, give me the heads up and ask for permission before unloading, because you don't know what I'm going through. And like everybody is going through their own mess, and it's very selfish of you to think that people are required to drop whatever they're doing and whatever they're dealing with in their life to take on your problems or even listen to your problems, okay? Especially if you're not even asking people, hey, are you okay? How have you been lately? Is there anything you need to talk about? Some people never extend that courtesy to other people, but they always want somebody to listen to them when they vent. And if that is you, if you know you have people in your life like that, I'm telling you, all you have to do is take a page out of their book and realize that, okay, maybe you don't want to be like that, but this person is not even reciprocating the energy that they want you to give to them so bad. So you should not feel so obligated to do it for them, right? I sent texts to multiple people and I said, hey, I would just really appreciate it if you could ask me or let me know in advance if you want to vent, so I can make sure I'm in the right space, the right headspace to receive it and to like help you or like be an earpiece or whatever you need from me, right? That's number one. That went really well. Fortunately, I have amazing friends. So when I said that, it was something that people actually adopted right away. And which this brings me to segue into point number two, or the second thing you can do. I didn't think that I would be like a good friend if I just say, you know what, yeah, you're my friend, but you can never speak to me when you have problems. You can never ask me for help or anything like that, right? Because that's not realistic, because I need it too. So I told myself, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Here's the new standard for myself, right? I will allow anybody to vent to me about a specific problem once. Once. You get one time. One time. One time. And I always ask people, what do they need when they vent to me? If you tell me something, I'll be like, okay, do you need advice? Do you just need me to listen? Do you need me to help you with a solution? Like, what do you need from me, right? Let me make sure I'm actually helping you, right? So I told myself, I'm only going to allow people to vent to me once. You get one time. You get one time to run through your list of complaints and worries and concerns and how everything is falling apart. You get one time. After that, let's talk about a solution. Let us talk about a solution, right? Because it's not going to do you any good, or neither myself, if you insist on dwelling on the problem forever. It's not going to do, it's literally just going to make you continue spiraling out of control. That's not going to do anything for you, and it's not fair to you. It's not fair to me for you to expect me to just constantly be listening to you complaining 24/7. You probably wouldn't allow somebody to do that to you, so don't do it to me, okay? That's what I told myself. I said, you know what? I will be there for you. You get one time to vent. The next time you bring it up, let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about solutions, because I genuinely want to help you. I genuinely want to help you solve your problem. I want the problem to go away. I want things to work out for you. I want the best for you, right? So let's focus on the solution. And that brings me to the third thing, which is you have to assess what people do. Like, you have to assess people's patterns when they constantly unload on you and when they constantly vent to you. So if somebody's constantly complaining about something or constantly like saying something that's negative, I want you to actually pay attention to whether or not they are actively trying to find a solution for their problem. Because if they are not, you can't do anything for them. You can't do anything for them, and you can't take it upon yourself to make that your responsibility when they don't even want to help themselves. That is not on you. That's not your problem. You can't want more for people than they want for themselves. If you try to help somebody that doesn't want help, you're just going to waste your time and drain your energy, and nothing in their life is going to change. People will change on their own accord. They will solve their own problems on their own accord. God has a plan for everybody, and it's not your job to try to rewrite and edit and speed up things in other people's life. When it's their time, they will do it without you. But that's a decision that they have to make for themselves. So I want you to really pay attention to whether or not people are actively trying to solve their problems, because if they are not, you should not allow them to vent to you. That's not going to do any good for either one of you. So that's my thing. It's like, are you actively trying to solve your problem? If you say, I need to make an extra $500 a month because I have this bill or something, or I have money problems or blah, 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 you're not going to be complaining to me like every single day or every week about money problems. Drive for Uber. Sell feet pics. Make OnlyFans. Get a second job. Do something. Do something. You cannot keep bringing that to me. You cannot keep bringing that to me. Especially when I'm suggesting solutions and you're like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. Some people have a problem for every solution. Everything you suggest to try to help them solve their problem. But I can't do that because A, B, and C. Okay, so what I'm gathering is you have no intentions of solving your problem. You are content with being in a state of constantly complaining. And personally, it's a no for me. It's a no for me. I can't do anything for you if you don't want to help yourself. The biggest thing that has alleviated a lot of my stress when it comes to dealing with other people is understanding that I cannot want more for them than they want for themselves. Naturally, because I love and care about the people in my life, I always want more for them, right? If they're struggling with something specific, I will help when I can. But like, if you don't even want my help, I can't continue to assert myself and try to do things for you, and you seem very content with where you are and just complaining about it. All right, cool. Complain to somebody else, because personally, I do not allow that constant negativity in my space. And when I started, first, let me just say this. This takes a lot of practice, because I don't have people in my life that I don't care about. I don't keep space for people that I don't genuinely care about. So it's not easy for me to look at people that I care about struggle or suffer with something. But I am literally speaking from experience when I tell you I have invested years of my life trying to help people who did not want my help. And I made a whole episode on this like a couple months ago. I have wasted so much time and energy and caused myself so much pain going out of my way trying to help people who did not want my help. They were not ready to change. These are people I love. These are people I cared about, but they were not ready to change. It wasn't their season for change. You have to understand that sometimes when people are going through like turmoil in their life, or they're going through a hard season in their life, that is meant to teach them something. The same way you go through your own seasons in your life, you have your own down times where you struggle in, and then afterwards you see how much you've grown and how much it has helped you. When people are struggling in their own lives, they're going through these seasons of growth. They are going through, you know, like their own metamorphosis. And it's not your place to try to interject. Like, yes, some of us have a part to play in people's growth where we influence it, or we appropriately trigger certain things to make them address it. But you cannot step into somebody's life and try to play healer, or try to like overexert yourself, overextend yourself to try to help them, and they don't want your help. Sometimes people are struggling with certain things because it's an area in their life that they need to pay more attention to. Let them learn that on their own. Here's the thing. If somebody has money problems and their solution is to always complain about money and then ask you for money, you can keep giving them money, but you know what it's going to do? It's going to now make them depend on you every time they need something financially, and they're not going to have any incentive to make more money or to manage their money effectively so that they can get out of these money problems by themselves. It's now going to make them a burden to you because you are allowing them to rely on you too much. That's not helping them, and that's not helping you. And that goes for like many other things in people's lives. Sometimes they're struggling with something because they need to address it. Do not insert yourself into the picture trying to help and then create more problems for yourself and make people have an unhealthy dependence on you. Sometimes people need to figure things out on their own so they can learn from their experience and they can grow from it. If you have a part to play in that, God will let you play your part, but if you just have a 5-minute role in their story as an extra, don't try to rewrite the script and make yourself a main character and try to like help them and do all of this for them. No. Take it from me. I'm telling you, years. When I say years, I mean years of my life trying to help people who did not want my help because they were content with where they are, or they just had to do things at their own pace and I was interrupting it and causing chaos, wreaking havoc in my own life, trying to help people who did not want my help. If people are constantly venting and being negative and you notice that they are not actively trying to solve their problem, do not take it upon yourself to try to solve it. And just to recap, 1, actually tell them that they need to ask for your permission. 2, allow them to vent and pour their heart out the first time, but only the first time. After that, let's focus on solutions. 3, assess their patterns. Are they actively trying to solve their problem, or do they just need somebody to dump all of their negativity on? Now, in terms of, you know, all of the complaining, I can just say that this wasn't easy for me in the beginning. I had a lot of guilt. I was consumed by guilt in the beginning when I started setting my boundaries. I was consumed by it. I felt absolutely terrible. I felt like I was a terrible friend. I felt like I was a terrible family member. I was a terrible person. But I feel great now. I feel great now. It's amazing over here. It's amazing over here.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
And don't get me wrong, like I said, I still help people. If you need me, if it's dire, if it's serious, whatever, I will come to you, right? Pour your heart out. That's fine. I will let you speak. I won't interject. I won't try to like run in with my experience and relate. You can let it out. That's fine. Okay? But you get one time. Afterwards, let's focus on a solution. Let's try to solve this problem. And I know how that may sound, but let me just say this. After doing this for a very long time, here are some of the outcomes. Number one, people are actually learning how to take care of themselves. And they are learning and growing on their own. And I am at peace. And they are evolving on their own. And I'm still friends with everybody who I set those boundaries on, right? Number two, once I got past the guilt and I realized that, you know, everything is actually amazing. People don't hate me. People are actually learning to figure things out on their own. And I'm still being there for people, but in a way that doesn't drain me. And I feel a lot better. It's like, I am never going back. I am never going back. Never going back. Never going back. Ever. Highly recommend. It's going to suck in the beginning. You're going to feel guilty. Especially if you allowed yourself to be people's punching bag. You're going to feel guilty. If you're the strong friend who's now saying, hey, I need some peace and quiet. You're going to feel guilty. You're going to feel like shit in the beginning, but it's going to get better. It gets better with time. And if people, fortunately, actually not, okay, let me just say this. Not everybody has been 100% okay with this. I have had some people who felt like, oh, well, why aren't you doing something to help or blah, blah, blah. And my answer is exactly what I just said. Some people have to learn to do things on their own. And I have my own life. I have my own mess. I have my own, well, I wouldn't say mess. But, you know, I have my hard periods that I go through. I have my times of need. I have my times of struggle. And I know who to go to for these things. But I will say that, in all honesty, some of the people who have felt some type of way about me mainly looking out for me and not allowing myself to be taken advantage of and stuff like that and not be too giving and prioritize myself, some people do feel some type of way about that. But at the end of the day, I really had to think about it when I started feeling bad, when they brought it to my attention. And I was like, you know what? The people who feel some type of way are exactly the people who never check on me. Some people never check on me. Some of the people who were like, oh, you know, why aren't you doing more? Blah, blah, blah. These people don't check on me. They don't check on me to see if I need to talk, if I need something, if I need to vent. Am I okay, right? They don't check on me. So after I considered that, I was like, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad because if some of those people were all that I had, I would have nothing if I depended on them. If I needed something, I can't come to you. So I have to figure it out by myself with you in my life. And you think I'm going to sit here and feel bad because I'm not overextending myself to solve your problems and you not trying to help solve none of mine? No. No. And people have different roles that they play in your life. Not everybody you need for everything, and I'm fine with that. And that's why I was like, you know what? I have to put myself first. I have to look out for me first. I can't keep pouring. I can't pour from an empty cup. I can't pour from an empty cup. And for the life of me, years ago, I used to really try to do that. When I felt like I had nothing to give, I was still trying to give other people. When I had like a little drop in my cup, I was very willing to give it to somebody else. But I'm not doing that anymore. I have to take care of me. You have to take care of you. If people are not even checking for you, don't worry about what you're doing and what you're not doing for them. That's not your concern. Let people live their lives. Let people worry about themselves, okay? And in time, you will learn to tune them out. I hate to say this. This sounds mean, but it's true. I have learned to tune people out. This may sound bad, but I genuinely know how to tune people out now. Like if somebody's complaining to me in person, like I can literally, like I can look like I'm listening to you and participating in this conversation, but in reality, I'm actually like thinking about what I'm going to eat when I get home or what I want to watch on Netflix or, you know, anything other than what you're saying to me, because it's not anything constructive. And I'm like, you know what? Let me tell y'all, with practice, I'm saying this as an empathetic person. With practice, once you actually analyze people's patterns and you see whether or not they're actively trying to solve it, or whether or not they actively need help because they're ready to focus on solving their problem and taking action in their life versus those who just want to complain and be negative all day. When you realize that some of these people just want to be negative, with time, after you get over the guilt, if you're an empathetic, caring person like me, over time, you will be fine. You will be fine. You will be fine because you will realize that it takes two hands to clap. And if you're the only ones with your hands up, you cannot clap. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. Stop waiting for the other person to meet you halfway to solve their own problems. What are you doing? What are you doing? Let them figure it out for themselves. Let them go to God. That's not your problem. That is not your problem. It sounds so mean. And I'm telling you, like, if you knew how sensitive I was as a person, like, this sounds bad to say, but I'm only speaking from the experience of being on both ends of the spectrum, where I did too much and got nothing in return, but lost all of my energy and will to live, to now setting boundaries and saying, you know what, you can be that way, but you can be that way away from me. And you cannot, I do not let people feed me with negative energy. I've gotten very good. I live inside my head. I can sit there and have a conversation inside my head because that's just the type of person I am. So if somebody decides to like vent and be negative, I can sit there and nod, and I'm telling you, I'm thinking about what I'm going to watch on Netflix or something else, because I have learned the hard way that you cannot let people's energy dictate yours, and you cannot feel sorry for people who do not want to improve their situation. That is not your problem. That is not your problem. It doesn't matter who it is. That is not your problem. If they don't want to help themselves, you can't help them. They have to make the decision for themselves. And until they decide to do that, you're just going to be wasting your time and energy. That is what I've realized. And that is why I live in peace now, knowing that if I have people who need me and they need a solution, they need to talk it out, they need whatever, they have my number. they have my number, they can call me, we can talk, right? But for the people who just want to complain, they don't want to do anything about it, my phone is on do not disturb. I cannot help you. I'm not going to be doing that anymore. So hopefully this is helpful. Hopefully you're not thinking, well, I don't really care if you think that it's heartless. I'm telling you, if you think it's heartless because you're the type of person who's currently overexerting yourself from other people, let me know how that's working out for you. Because I've been there and I know it's not working out too well. I know you're suffering. And I know you're struggling. Let these people solve their own problems. It is not your problem. It is not your cross to bear. Okay, so before we move on, I have a surprise for you. If you don't already know, I do have 4 journals for self-reflection, relationships, your vision, and healing. And they basically come with journal prompts to actually help you get your life together in these areas. And if you think the way I speak is triggering, the journal prompts will also be triggering. You know why? Because I created them. It's not no happy go merry. What is your day like? No, the same way I drag you on this podcast is the same way I drag you with these journal prompts so that you can actually get your life together. So if you're interested, I am now giving 20% off only to my podcast listeners. I do not advertise this anywhere else. You cannot find this anywhere else. This is only for you because you listen to my podcast. So if you're interested, go to secludedthoughts.com/journals and use code STP20. Now back to the episode. Now last but not least, I just want to say something that it's not really like a boundary, but it's something that helped me protect my energy when I had roommates. And it's something that helps me protect my energy when I drive. Because I've complained numerous times about the people in Atlanta and the way they drive. And you know what's been helping me not curse people out in my car? Basically, I have adopted this thing now. I'm still working on it. It's not perfect. But I started doing it with my roommates too when I was in college. And what it is you have to anticipate the stupidity that people will do. And you have to kind of make allowances for it. Or let me just explain with an example because I don't know what I'm saying. So, for example, with my roommates, right? I had a situation where my roommates were just really driving me crazy in college, to the point where I actually found one of my journals and I journaled about them. I used to journal about them a lot. And it was mainly in terms of like prayers to God. Like, God, I see you're testing my patience. I am not your strongest soldier. I was like, Lord, I cannot do this. I literally used to go off because they used to irritate every fiber in my being with some of the things that they used to do, right? So one of the issues we had was like, they did not want to take the trash out. Now, at first I used to get irritated. I used to complain about it. But you know what I learned? You know what I learned how to do? And you might look at this and think, oh, that's letting people take advantage of you. But sometimes you have to be the bigger person for your own peace of mind and not let your ego take over and try to be in competition and try to like stop people in their tracks or win the situation or have the upper hand. You have to do that for your peace. So if I'm irritated because they never take out the trash, I would just take it out. It would irritate me for the longest while at first, but I would just take it out. When I'm driving, one of the things these idiots, I mean, people do in Atlanta, people will try to just cut you off all the time. Like, they always try to, like, jump in front of you. So you know what I do now? When I drive and I see a situation where somebody is clearly speeding and trying to go around all of the cars, instead of being the old me who would sometimes have an ego, I'll be honest, instead of being the old me who would sometimes have an ego and block them, now I just slow down and I let, because I know they're about to jump in front of me to go around the car that's being slow in front of them. I just let them go. If people are trying to merge and they come in from behind you, right? But they're speeding, instead of speeding up and locking them in behind you, I just slow down in the merge lane and I let them go. I let them be idiots. Sometimes you just have to let people be idiots for your own peace of mind. You have to kill that part of your ego that keeps trying to make you compete with people and keeps trying to make you one-up them and keeps trying to, and makes you feel like you have to be right and they did this, so this has to happen. Like, just let it go. Sometimes you just have to let things go because some people are genuinely idiots. Some people are genuinely idiots. You can't change that. Some people will always drive like maniacs on the road. You cannot allow yourself to constantly be cussing them out behind your steering wheel and then driving pissed off to your destination because you're surrounded by idiots. Sometimes you just have to let people be idiots. If they're speeding up, just let them go. Just let them go. If you live like with roommates who, and it's very unfortunate, and I've had, you know, very unpleasant roommate experiences, and a lot of it was around cleanliness. And I used to be so frustrated when it came down to it's time to clean and it's your turn and it's not done and I have to do something and whatever I have to use is not clean. I used to be so frustrated and try to get adults to be adults. And on one end, it's like kind of letting people take advantage of you if you just let it slide. But I learned to just say, you know what? I have to kill my ego in this moment for my peace of mind. Because if you are just the type of person that is just unclean, it's not going to take me to suddenly change your life, okay? If that's how you want to be, that's how you're going to be. And if I'm clean, if I want the trash taken out, I should just take the trash out and just let it go. And stop trying to argue with people and try to be right and say, oh, well, you had to do this. I know it's unfortunate because it's kind of like enabling people. If they see that you always do it, then they have no incentive to do it. But just count the days. Count the days. Because let me tell you, I could not wait to never have a roommate again. I could not wait to never have a roommate again because of some of the experiences that I've had. Whatever situation you're going through when dealing with idiots, it's temporary. Understand that it's temporary, okay? Some people have asked me, you know, like, what do I do if I'm living in a house with toxic family members? It's temporary. It's temporary. There will come a day when you get to move out and you can live on your own. In the meantime, unfortunately, it's not your house. There's just some things that you are unfortunately going to have to put up with until you can move out on your own. And yes, it means paying bills, but it also means peace of mind. Okay? It is temporary. And sometimes you have to swallow your pride to protect your energy. It's not always worth it trying to compete with people and always trying to be right. You will stress yourself out trying to be right all the time with people who are just idiots. You will stress yourself out. Do not put yourself through the turmoil. Don't do it. I've been there. It's not worth it. Just count the days. I was counting down the days to graduation because I was so miserable. When I had my roommates in college, I was counting down the days. I used to be stressed out when I tried to get them to do things. When my ego was still in control, I used to be stressed out when I was driving with idiots on the road. But now I'm just like, you know what? They want to speed. Let them go. I anticipate you're going to try to cut me off. Let me slow down. Just go. Just go. If you give people, if you create the space, and this is not letting people take advantage of you, but this is more so on the side of not trying to be right all the time. If you kill that part of you that needs to be right all the time and you just make allowances for people to be themselves and be idiots, it's going to stress you out way less. Because if you're driving on the road and you see somebody coming out of a plaza and you feel like they're going to try to jump in front of you, instead of cursing, instead of speeding up to try to prevent that and then cursing them out when they jump in front of you and drive at 0 miles per hour, even though they were so eager to get out of the plaza, just slow down and just let them go. If you just let them go, then you can't be mad when they do something stupid to try to get in front of you, because you already decided that you were just going to let them go. Sometimes you just have to let people do what they want to do and be themselves and stop trying to be right all the time. That's another thing I've learned that has really helped me protect my energy, really helped me protect my spirit, child. Just let people be who they are and do what you need to do, and don't worry about being right, and just count your days. Just count your days, okay? So these are like the main two things I was asked to discuss in today's episode. I really hope it's helpful. Like I said, the boundaries thing, I have been doing this for years. I'm telling you in the beginning, it's going to suck when you start creating these boundaries and enforcing them with people, especially when you've been doing the opposite most of the relationship. But if these people really care about you and if they respect you, then they will respect your boundaries. Why do you want people in your life who only seek to take advantage of you? If you were always pulling the weight of doing something because you felt guilty and you just didn't know how to say no, if you decide to take a step back and say no, and you say, you know what, I'm not doing that anymore, if people get mad at you, it's because they're upset that they can no longer take advantage of you. They're upset that they are now being inconvenienced in the same way that they were inconveniencing you when relying on you to do all of what you did for so long. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I know I've been doing this for the duration of our friendship, but now I would really like to take a step back and I don't want to be solely responsible for this. I don't want to be the one you run to when you have a problem if you're not going to do anything about it. It's okay to say, I love you, I want to help you, but I cannot be your punching bag. I cannot be the one you unload everything on if you're not going to actually let me help you and if you're not going to actively try to solve the problem, because now you are creating a problem for both of us and that is not fair, okay? Sometimes some people will be so wrapped up in their situation that they don't even consider how it affects other people. And you know what? That's them worrying about themselves. You need to worry about you. Take a page out of their book and worry about yourself. If people don't care enough to respect your boundaries, if they don't care enough to respect your space, if you're having an amazing day, you're celebrating something, but all somebody can do is see, oh, let me vent on you on this day that you're celebrating something or whatever, it's okay to say no. Because they didn't respect the day you were having. They didn't respect your peace in the first place. And you've already seen that that person has no intentions of actually solving their problem. So don't let them sour your day and sour your life. Okay? Some people just are how they are. Some people haven't gotten past the point of complaining and actually focusing on a solution. And in their own time, maybe they will get there. But that is not your responsibility, okay? Do what you can, but do not try to overexert yourself when people are constantly fighting you because they don't actually want your help. They just want to complain, okay? That is all I have to say in today's episode. Like I said, if you have any suggestions for other topics so that I don't leave y'all hanging while I'm on the beach, you can go to www.secludedthoughts.com/suggestions. And I will take you to like a Google form. It's like a quick little thing. And, you know, you can suggest an episode that way, or you can DM me. I do respond to DMs. But yeah, let me know what y'all want me to talk about. And if you are not already, please subscribe to my YouTube. I'm trying to get 1,000 followers. Or not followers, what's it called? Subscribers. I'm trying to get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I am really focusing on trying to grow my show and my social media platforms and stuff like that. Like, I'm really challenging myself to step outside of my comfort zone, especially since I dragged y'all on it a few weeks ago. So yeah, so follow me on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, follow me on TikTok and Instagram, and make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Hello. And don't forget to leave a review. Leave a review. Have you reviewed my podcast yet? Have you left a rating? You know, if you're on the app, all you have to do is scroll down and just hit 5 stars, right? And then write a review. That's how you do it. Yeah, I would really appreciate that. And yeah, follow my TikTok, follow my personal TikTok so we can, you know, get well acquainted on the lifestyle front. But yeah, that is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.